That's our ring time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nerine and Alka-Seltzer. By having a team of mules tow his wrecked car up the main street of Pine Ridge, Lum finally managed to win his $50 bet from Squire Skimp. The Squire was caught flat-footed by Lum's strategy and didn't get his car started in time. However, no sooner had Lum collected the $50 than he had to pay out $55 to the farmer whose mules had done the towing. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Listen to it fizz. That's the Alka-Seltzer fizz. It's the extra lively, cheery, sparkling fizz you know so well. Remember it when something you've eaten occasionally causes acid indigestion. Yes, don't be miserable when you can neutralize excess gastric acidity. Just try extra comforting Alka-Seltzer. You see, Alka-Seltzer can give the kind of extra relief that's hard to beat. It helps settle an upset, jittery stomach, and its analgesic helps relieve the headache that often goes with an upset stomach. You can get Alka-Seltzer's extra fast relief in any drugstore. Don't forget, ask your druggist for genuine Alka-Seltzer, and be sure to get two packages. Keep the extra package ready in case you need it at home or at work. All drugstores have Alka-Seltzer in either the large, extra value 60-cent package or the smaller 30-cent get acquainted size. So get an extra supply of Alka-Seltzer right away. Then, for occasional acid indigestion, get extra comfort. Be wise, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. And when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jot'em Down store. Lum is talking on the telephone. Listen.
$300? Grannies, that's pretty high, ain't it, Mr. Douglas? I see. Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh. Well, I guess ain't nothing I can do about it then. Ain't no good to me like it is. All right then, Mr. Douglas. Yes, sir. Goodbye. Granny says it's going to cost $300 to fix that car of mine up to where it'll run again.
$300? That's more than a car's worth, ain't it?
No, no. The way prices are now, it's bound to be worth more than that.
Well.
But no matter what it's worth, I don't know where I'm going to get the $300 to have it fixed up.
Yeah, you might could sell it.
Well, nobody's going to buy it in the condition it's in now. They don't want to buy nothing that won't run.
No.
Abner, how much money have you got in that sugar bowl at your house?
Oh, now, wait a minute. Now, stop right there, Lon. Me and Elizabeth had to understand about that sugar bowl money.
Understand it.
Yeah, we discussed it and finally come to a conclusion.
Uh-huh.
It's good to have things like that settled between you and your woman.
Oh, just what conclusion did you come to?
Well, we come to the conclusion that if I ever laid my hands on that money again, she'd break both my arms.
Oh, well, that's a nice conclusion.
That's what she said.
I guess you wouldn't want to buy a half interest in a used car, then.
No.
Well, I sure come out of that deal wonderful.
Huh?
First, I went a brand new car, and then I wrecked it. Then I had it towed into town, won $50 from Squire, and then had to pay out $55 for the towing charges.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know what's the matter with me.
Well, in the first place,
my head bones knit straight.
First place, you're stubborn-headed. In the second place, well, you always got your own opinion.
All right, now don't start running me down.
You want to know what was the matter with you? I'm just going to tell you that was all.
Well, I'll figure that out for myself.
I'll be glad to run over the list for you.
No, I wouldn't think of troubling you.
It ain't no trouble. I'm always glad to help a friend and partner. Now, I'd say your worst fault.
Abner, hush up.
That's what I was going to say. Right there. You won't listen to nobody. Now, your second worst fault.
Abner, just leave all that to me. I know what to do. I can handle everything myself.
Yeah, that's it right there. You think you know so much and can handle everything yourself.
Abner, if you don't cut this out, I'm going to whop you right square on top of the head.
There's number three. All this flying off the handlebars.
Will you please leave me out of this? I got enough trouble trying to figure out what to do about that car.
Ask for something, you get mad when you talk.
Can't afford to pay that $300, and the car ain't no good to me the way it is. Nobody'd want to buy it from me.
All right, Doggies, wait a minute. Why don't you sell it the way you got it, Lum?
What do you mean?
Raffle it off. Sell tickets on it. Sell them for $1 apiece.
Well, nobody's going to buy tickets on a wrecked car.
Well, you don't need to tell them it's been wrecked.
Well, they're bound to find it out sooner or later.
The only one who'll find it out's the winner. You can give him his dollar back.
Yeah, that's right, ain't it?
Why, sure. That way you can raise the $300 and still have the car. Doggy, that's a better idea than I thought it was.
Wait a minute, though. That's unhonest, Abner. You can't do nothing like that. It ain't honest. Now, I wouldn't do that under no condition. No, sir.
Well, maybe so.
Besides, everybody around here knows it's wrecked.
Of course, you could go over to Cherry Hill.
Abner, stop getting such ideas now. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Cherry Hill, huh?
Yeah.
No, that just ain't honest.
Well, that's the best idea we've had so far.
And there ought to be some way out of this. I've got to raise the $300 somehow, because I done told Mr. Douglas to go ahead and fix the car up.
Well, what in the world did you tell him that for when you knowed you couldn't pay for it, Mom?
Oh, I don't know. The way he told it to me, it just seemed like there weren't nothing else I could say. Besides, I hate to let him know I never had that much money.
Well, he'd rather know it now than after he gets the work did. If I was you, Lom, I'd call him. Wait a minute. There comes Squire Skimp. Maybe he'll be able to give you some ideas.
I reckon what he wants. More likely, he studied up some loophole that says that bet of ours wasn't legal. Now he wants his $50 back.
Well, you're saying you ain't got the 50 to give him. Well, howdy, Squire.
Yeah, come on in, Squire.
Well, thank you. How are my good friends today?
Oh, not even hardly tolerably, I don't think.
Why, what's your trouble, Lum?
Oh, it's that car of mine, Squire.
Oh?
Just found out it's going to cost me $300 to get that thing back in shape.
$300?
Yes, sir.
Well, I noticed the front end was pretty badly smashed up there, Lum. I shouldn't wonder it wouldn't cost you that. Of course, you're still ahead of the game, though, as long as you won it in the first place.
Yeah, only trouble is I ain't got the $300.
Oh, well, that is too bad. I had an idea about a raffle.
Abner, hush up.
How much of the $300 have you been able to raise, Lum?
Well, I got, of course, none of it.
No.
So it looks like I'm losing out no matter which way you look at it.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, Lum. That car's worth something, regardless of what condition it's in. You could borrow some money against it, you know, and pay for the repairs.
Could I?
Why, certainly. I'd be glad to handle that loan for you myself, Lum. Of course, on a car, it's in as bad a shape as that is, it would be quite a risk. As an out-and-out business proposition, I wouldn't be interested. But, put it on a friendly basis, why, I'd be more than glad to carry the loan for you.
Well, now, that's sure mighty decent of you, Squire.
Oh, tut, that's all right, and I'm glad to help.
You loan me $300, huh?
Yes.
Now, how does that work, Squire? Does that give you a sort of a mortgage on the car?
Well, yes, Lum, that's about what it amounts to, yes.
Uh-huh. Of course, now, I don't know when I'm going to be able to pay you back, Squire.
Well, maybe I can help you figure that out, too, Lum. Make it easy on you, know. Want to help all I can.
Natural.
Of course, you've always got the value of the car itself to go on. Don't forget that.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's right. Now, what do you think it'd be worth?
Well, the bad condition it's in, but considering that it is a new car, I'd say $600 now.
And is that much?
Well, yes. Well, of course, I'm stretching at a point or two, you know. Trying to give you the best deal possible. Friends, you know.
Just never had no idea what cars they're selling for these days.
Yeah, well, they're up. There's no doubt about it, Lum. Mm-hmm. Let's see now. Here's the way that works out. The car is worth $600 as it is. But after it gets fixed up and you add on the repair bill, why, it'll be worth $900.
And you see it's going up.
And you take the $300 from the loan and pay that to Mr. Douglas. That brings your interest in the car down to $600. You follow me, don't you, Lum?
Oh, yeah, I'm right with you.
Good. Then you owe me $300 on the loan, so you take that out of the $600, and it brings it down to
$300. Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Three from six is three.
That means that you have a $300 equity in the car.
I have.
In other words, that's the amount of the car that you will then own. That's your interest in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the value it is to you. Do you see that, Lum?
Oh, yeah, sure. Clear as anything.
All right, now here's what I'm willing to do, Lum. I'm willing to take the car in on the loan. That means, then, that you're all square with me. Don't owe me anything. And as long as the loan money's already been paid off to Mr. Douglas, why, you don't owe anybody a red cent.
Well, I'll be dead, Blake.
In other words, Lum, you can get out of this whole thing for absolutely nothing.
Well, Granny, this is a good deal. What do you want me to sign, Squire?
Well, just a minute. I've got some bill of sale blanks in my briefcase here, luckily. Just put in a couple of figures here, Lum. You can sign on how I come in here.
You don't know how glad I am that you come along, Squire.
Well,
just saved my life.
Lum, are you sure now at this deal?
Abner, answer the telephone. Can't you hear it ringing?
I'll answer, but don't sign nothing yet. Now.
I know what I'm doing.
Hello, jot 'em down store. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Well, how are you, Ezra?
You got it ready for me to sign this, Squire?
Just about, Lum.
Yeah, he's here. Just a minute, I'll call Lum. It's for you.
Yeah, just a minute. Put my name right here.
Lum, you're wanted on the telephone.
All right, I'll answer.
Look, here, Lum, sign this first. Just take a second here.
Abner, let go of my arm. Quit pulling.
Lum, I'm in a terrible hurry. If you don't sign it now, the deal's off. I've got to get back to the office. Urgent business, Lum. Go on,
right then, I'll sign. Abner, will you stop pulling me? I can't hardly write this way.
But, Lum, don't do that now.
There you are, Squire.
Yes, fine. You made a good deal, Lum. Well, I'll see you later, man.
All right, Squire. Granny, the way you act sometimes, Abner, makes me ashamed of you.
Well, Lum, all
give me that receipt.
Don't.
Hello, Ezra. Sorry to keep you waiting, but I was putting across a little business to you. What else do you want it? Just a minute. What's the matter with you?
Oh, the leg on this chair broke here.
For goodness sake. That's too bad, Ezra.
Stores a wreck, car.
Yeah, that was the deal I was just closing.
Everything's falling to pieces.
How much?
Get out of that rocking chair, Geraldine.
Do you mean that? Oh, me. Well, I don't know where I can do anything about it or not. I'll see you, though, and call you right back, Ezra.
Sit down around here for
all right. Goodbye. Oh, what an idiot I am. Ezra's wanting to buy my car, and he'd have given me $700 for it, as it is.
$700?
Yes, sir. Did Squire leave a copy of that thing I signed? I want to see if there's some loophole in it.
I don't see none. All it is on your desk where you signed it is bills from a wholesale house and a circular. Well, for the land's sake, what did you write your name on this bill here for, Lum?
I never wrote my name on no bill.
Well, look there, that line across the bottom there, see it?
Yeah, that's my handwriting. Wait a minute. Grannies, I must have wrote my name there instead of that paper of Squire's.
Huh?
With you pulling on me and Squire yanking on the paper trying to get out of here with it, I must have missed it altogether. There's the one best mistake I ever made in my whole life. Out of my way, Admiral. Let me get hold of that, Ezra.
Well, for once, things turned out right for Lum. But just think of the trouble he can get into with that $700. So be sure to join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, have you ever had this experience? You go to bed at the usual time, you seem very tired, but somehow you just can't sleep. Nervous tension keeps you awake, and you turn, fret, and worry all through the night. You worry about the next day's work, about the children and how unmanageable they've been lately. And the black hours of the night drag along into the gray of the morning, but still no sleep. Well, friends, next time nervous tension threatens you with a night like this, try Miles Nervine. Thousands upon thousands of folks take Miles Nervine because it's a mild but dependable and effective sedative that helps ease nervous tension. It soothes overwrought nerves and brings relaxation and sleep. So get Miles Nervine from any druggist in either the effervescent tablets or the liquid. Caution, use only as directed. Then next time you can't get to sleep because of nervous tension, relax with Nervine. Nervine, Miles Nervine.